Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, PSA Radio back for another segment. Some boys are back, man. I'm here joined with my brother Dre 3 Lenneman. What is good, my man?
Yeah, I already know what the fuck it is, man. The boys is back. It's good.
Yes, sir. Dre, this is going to be, this might be a record, 6 segments in one time.
Yeah, my G. Yeah. We got some shit coming out, man.
This could really be a record. So we got, we're going to be joined by our guest, K-Shine and ARP. K-Shine, of course, part of the dynamic duo of DNA and K-Shine, of great, you know, been battling 2-on-2s a lot lately. They're battling Chess and Steam's coming up. July 25th, redemption card for URL. And they've been making it happen. So we've got to get his take on, you know, how the 2-on-2 was going and, you know, how different it is to write for something like that as opposed to, you know, a regular battle, you know?
Mm. So, yo, I'm going to say this right now. That nigga Shine right now to me, if, you know, niggas like to compare battle rap to sports. Shine gonna get the most improved player to me right now.
Yeah, Shine. I can't hate
that ass.
I gotta agree.
Hey, yeah. he might think it like most improved. Were you trying to say, yeah, Shine, are you gonna come on here, man? I gotta keep it funky with you. Right now, I think you are on a fight. Some niggas got that momentum, if there's such a word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shine percentage from the field is looking good. He's shooting his free throws. You know what I'm saying? He's making his layups, shooting his J. He looking good out here right now, my dude. Real nigga shit.
Yeah, he is. He's looking real good, man. It's good. It's good that he's gotten better because we saw him on that decline, though. You know,
yeah.
We saw him when he was at a low point in battle rap, but to see him kind of, you know, regain and, you know, just bring the stock back up shows people that it is possible. You can make your stock rise, you know, as opposed to just having it fall. But it's good, man. I'm glad that Sean's doing that, and you know, him and DNA are really work well together as far as battling, you know. So,
yo, the niggas bringing back that 2-on-2, making that shit fun, man. They're making that shit fun, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks fun, you know.
Yeah.
What they're doing, they make it fun. So I think it'll be I think it'll be good, man. I'm glad we're getting Shine on, and we got to get ARP on to speak about this top 6.
But hold on, Timbo, before you go in though, remember now, if you watch the blog, that's his personal top 6.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas that he rock with. So, you know, I don't niggas say, I when I see it, I'm like, come on, my nigga, all these niggas been on your card, my dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? These niggas ride with you. Show off, you know, but we'll get into that, you know, when you come on and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, I can understand. You can make an argument for 2 of these guys, Dre.
Let me show how much I know you. I'm gonna show how much I know you. I know exactly which 2 guys you're talking about. Arsenal and Daylight.
That's right. You can make an argument for 2 that are in the top 6. So. But before that, let's get the man on NWX, K-Shine. I mean, just tearing up the 2-on-2s lately, and you know what I'm saying, really putting in that work. So let's get him on right now. Dot Mob, K-Shine, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I got a Puerto Rican chopper. I got a Cord Cortez just to work the button. What's good, my nigga? What's good, my G?
Man. Shout
out to Shine. My nigga, I was just saying a second ago, shout out to A-Verb. Talk about it, my nigga. Hey. Damn, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to that nigga A-Verb, man. I mean, he had a nice argument. I had to shake his ass, man. He beat me on the argument, man.
Now, Shine.
The Florida house, yeah, he won that one. So I had to make it way worse when it was time to fight.
Now, Shine, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. I was one of the few niggas in the media out here saying that Shine gonna shock the world, and I ain't know it's gonna be like this, my nigga. 3
zip. Voted for me because everybody thought that, as far as the battle was concerned, that I was losing. That niggas thought that he was gonna win.
Timbo, tell us, man, bruh, who was riding with Sean? We had Sousa's Hitman Holler Cortez on this show, my nigga, and them niggas told me I was on crack juice for thinking that you was going to beat Verb. Real nigga shit.
A sir said that too?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Shout out to him for what he did after the win and before the win. Shout out to him. You know.
Nah.
Niggas, man, all
right,
but anyway, go ahead, man.
No, man, Sean, speak your piece, my nigga. You got the floor, the floor is yours.
It's said and done, though, but at the end of the day, man, you just got to say what they mean or don't switch up, man.
But Sean, you got to understand, though, going into that battle, my nigga, you got to understand a little bit of the percentage of people that I might have picked Verb to beat you, though, to be fair, though.
I mean, of course people, they have to. You know what I mean? But if that's who you pick, then don't rock with me when I win. That's my thing. Don't rock with me when I, and not even if you rock with me when I win, that's cool. But don't rock with me when I win like you was rocking with me and voting for me from the, and rooting for me from the beginning. That's what I can't respect.
See, when we did our predictions, like I said, Dre picked you to win. I honestly picked Verb, man, and I had to come back here on the show after the event and just diss out some sort of a, just like, man, I took the heat, man. I mean, the fact that you know, 3-0'd him was like, yo, I had to give it up to you. But you're right, man. You're right. You definitely put in that work, and I'm glad that that happened too, bro. Even though
have
I picked Verb to win, but definitely, you know, I know when I was wrong. And, yeah, man, I mean, you definitely got that battle, man. So I was glad to see you back and now back in action with the two-on-twos going across the country, you know, making this happen with you and DNA.
Right, that's a fact, man. Shout out to the bro DNA, man. Definitely a big part of this factor, man, getting this shit going where we murdering these niggas, man, because I ain't doing the two-on-twos by myself. So I want to give my bro some credit, too. Like, he's definitely a part of, very active as far as that's concerned.
Okay, absolutely. Was it hard to start doing these two-on-twos to kind of get the cadence down between both of you two?
Nah, actually, it wasn't, though. Like, we've been planning on doing a two-on-two battle with each other before we battled each other.
Okay.
But, like, our battle was just, like, something that had to happen with us being the two youngest dudes and up and coming, you know what I mean? So it had to, it was something that had to happen, but as you can see, when we battled, it wasn't no personal shit. We didn't even go there. We just wanted to see, like, who was, like, better, the better battler or whatever.
Now, Sean, I got to say, my nigga, you and DNA, are y'all having fun again at battle rap? Because y'all are, like, young OGs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Are you having fun again?
I wouldn't say it's fun because this shit is tough, man. So, but we are getting money, though. I can tell you that much.
Word.
And
that's what it
niggas,
is,
man. We killing. Like, it's fun afterwards, but the work that we gotta do to make this shit happen is tough, man. Because he got his own life, I have my own life. So it's like, when do we prepare? We always prepare at the last minute because of things that we do on a day to day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, I call y'all niggas Jada Kiss and Styles, man. That's what I'm calling y'all niggas.
That's what's up, man. Like, I'd rather that than any other two niggas that went back to back. Like, they was two of the greatest niggas to ever go back and forth. You know what I mean?
Well,
I respect that.
That's what it is.
I feel like, shout out to Kiss and shout out to Styles, man, but I feel like we could take these niggas though, man.
Is it hard, Sean, when you and DNA on stage and the crowd is going wild, and y'all got to bring it back to where y'all, you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all doing, y'all, you do two lines, I do two lines, and the crowd goes crazy, and then you got to go back to it and shit.
It's like it's at the point to where we go in there knowing our shit, so, like, that can happen at any second. We just got to remind each other, like, yo, it's the last bar we said, so don't fuck up when we got to bring it back, because if you by yourself, I mean, you can know, you can decide whatever, what part you want to take it back from. You know what I mean? When you got somebody else, you don't know where he may start at. And if you don't know the rhyme like that, you might choke up after he bring it back. So it's like we just got to know our shit when we go in it, because it can happen at any second, because we going with bars after bars.
Sean, we had Big Cannon up here talking about, you know, the writer's block, NWX. Now I want to ask you, do you have a personal, you know, is there two people in writer's block that you would like to go, you and DNA would like to go against? Is there a solid two that you guys feel like you would match up good with?
As far as a 2-on-2, I really can't see a 2-on-2, like who, because I never like really seen them do a 2-on-2. I'm not taking nothing from their crew. Shout out to Writer's Block, but fuck Writer's Block.
What about a personal battle?
Any one of us would kill every last one of them. But as far as niggas that are on an individual level, I feel like they all capable. They all, I mean, even though some niggas' buzzes ain't where a lot of ours is, but talent-wise, they up there, though. And I feel like, but they can't fuck with no NWX. Not one NWX member.
Come on, Shine. You my nigga and all, but Riders Block is deep, my nigga. They are fucking mob. Yo, my nigga, when I think of NWX, I'm going to keep it real. I think of you and DNA. No shade to Big T. No shade to Saga. We never heard of Rain. I mean, yeah, we heard him on freestyles and shit, but we ain't never seen battles. So it's you and DNA really holding on for it.
And that's the bad part. This is why we always going to have one up. Because y'all thinking me and DNA, right? And then we book a battle with Rain and one of them, and then Rain comes out like with the best battle of the year because of y'all not thinking that he's capable. So we always have one upper because y'all looking at me and y'all don't even know, like, these weapons that we got is some shit that can't be described. Like, these is weapons of mass destruction. Like, y'all thinking, y'all just see these two deserts or these two choppers, and y'all think, all right, this is what they got. They got two AKs back. And then y'all see a bazooka come out of nowhere with a radar on it. Y'all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And y'all like, damn. Oh, shit, they got some shit over there.
But Sean, you can understand people saying that. Come on, my nigga. I understand what you're saying, but my nigga, let's just keep it funky. You and DNA are at the forefront of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And
we had two battles on the last cards we had. His opponents ain't show up, or one called in sick. That ain't his fault. He was heavily prepared.
Right. Mm-hmm. But son, they got Chilla, D-Magic, JC. But son,
it ain't just
but Sean.
For NWA.
But Sean, they got GC, they got Chilla, they got Big Cannon, Daylight. Oops, Daylight, Magic, Big Cannon.
Magic, what about him?
Nah, B Magic is nice, son. Come on now, we don't keep it funky, Sean. Magic's not nice.
I'm telling you, man. A nigga could be nice all they want. JC was nice. Chilla is nice.
Chilla's on the tear right now, though, son.
Say that again?
Chilla's on the tear right now. He's like you right now. Both of our niggas on the tear right now. I think you and Chilla.
But this is what I'm saying, man. Everybody is that until they run into that. You
Facts.
Get what I'm saying? Like, niggas say, JC been chasing me for about, before we battle, I say about 3 years. Doing blogs, all that. When I catch K-Shine, he done. It's bust alone, you can run. All of this, oh, I'm a kill. I made a mockery out of that kid every round. So niggas is
good. Michael Jackson shit. That Michael Jackson shit was hard, my nigga. Jesus Christ.
Niggas is good until they run into that shit. Like, you good, like, I take niggas that I don't look for. Like, my battles, I don't got no battles that say, yo, I want to battle him and it happened. I don't ask for mad people that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I get, what happens when I get the nigga I asked for and he do what I did to JC?
Mm-hmm.
Me saying I had this shit, my good year that I had is out of the window.
No, I think you're in your prime right now, Sean.
Think so?
I think you're in your prime. My nigga, to me, you're a young OG. My nigga, let me tell you something, Sean. As a fan looking as far as an OG fan, I think for you, in the beginning, it was hard to get out that Mooks and Rex shadow. Because every time you battle niggas always bringing up Mook and Rex. Now I think, and even you said it in your round when you like fuck Murdo Mook, fuck T-Rex, ha, I'll still be a Doc. I'm NWX, but I'll still be a Doc forever. It just seemed to me like, you know what? Yeah, I'm Doc Mom, no doubt. That's fam. But I'm a grown man now. I'm gonna do my own thing now. I think you got out their shadow. I really do believe
but,
that, my
no,
nigga.
But me personally, I feel like it's been that. Like, it's just like with the perception of the fans is. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what, these are the people that introduced me to the game, so they automatically gonna say, okay, this is who he's under. You know what I mean? So for me to just be like, fuck y'all niggas at that time, it's like, I can't do it. And even now, it's not like, fuck y'all niggas. You get what I'm saying?
Because right, right.
Had I said that, but just look at the difference. Had I started a round off like that before, my career probably wouldn't have been nowhere. Not on the strength of them, but on the strength of the fans. You get what I'm saying? They wanted to see me because they knew these were the greatest at that time period. So if they vouching for someone, they want to see what I got. As much as they want to hate self-consciously, they want to see why these niggas is bigging me up.
Well, Sean, and another question I want to ask you. When you battle Verb, right, I remember watching the pay-per-view. Your first round was going to be your third round, right?
It wasn't. I was going to do a rebuttal that I didn't really do. Like, I was going to do a got him back, like, when he did the lie and say all that got him shit. I was going to say, I'm going to say this for the third because the crowd would have actually thought that I was going to say the got him because I just did that. You know what I mean? I just did that. Swear to God, excuse me, the swear to God shit. So I was going to do a swear to God that was actually true. And I was going to start off with that and say I save it for the third because, and it got him scared because it was also true. But I said, you know what? That nigga round wasn't even strong enough. I'm going to just start off how I started.
Yeah, you looking mad confident, my nigga. I'm not going to lie to you. My nigga, I rewind that fucking walk through a hole through him and shit. Nigga, I rewind that shit. I ain't going to lie to you. That shit be getting me hype, son. That shit be getting me fucking hype.
I was glad Sean cut that short, though. I'm not going to lie, that third round.
No, Sean, I was mad at you.
I love
that. No, I'm glad Timmer brought that up. Nah, I was mad at you, Sean. Nah, Sean, let me tell you, I was mad at you. I told Timbo when we did our breakdown of the battle, I was like, yo, Sean got this nigga by the throat right now. And the third round, Sean was talking that real grown man shit. He was like, yo, you want to be a street nigga? You can have my family's hair. You can take all that shit. I'm like, Sean, get that nigga. And Sean cut that shit short. I'm like, come on, Sean. You already got the foot on the throat. You
because
cut that shit mad short, my nigga.
But that's what made it more significant, like, the fact that I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this show, like, nigga, I can really take, I'm letting you live. You are about to take another battle because I relax. You gotta thank me. You allowed to take another fucking battle because I said, you know what? I'm not gonna squeeze anymore. I'm gonna loosen up. And go ahead, get out of here. That's like when a kid is being bad in a park and you know, like, I'll fuck your little ass up. You talking all this, yo, y'all old niggas, da, 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 and you grab him up and choke him and say, yo, get the fuck out of here and tell your father what I did. Like, one of those. Like, I could have killed you, little boy, but just get out of here, man. Just know, next time you know what you're coming into, you'll never try it again.
Yo, Sean, we had Surf on the show a couple days ago, last week, pardon me. And I told him, I said, yo, my nigga, I know niggas don't like doing rematches, this, that, and the third, but there's a rematch that I would like to see happen, man.
Would you do that rematch,
man?
It's only really one nigga I want a rematch, though, to be honest, but and I can't.
Who's that?
T-Rock.
And I can't do it, like.
Oh, T-Rock?
No, not T-Rock. Hell no.
Oh, hold on.
Who would it be?
It would be... I don't even want to say the name, man. It's just one.
Come on, Sean.
And I swear, I'll probably tell you guys in person, but I would never, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's only one that I feel like I didn't get a chance to, and it was my mistakes, like, off of my shit, that I couldn't really.
Can I say the name?
Huh?
Can I say the name?
Can you say the name?
I think I know the person you're talking about.
I mean, you can say whatever you like. It's up to me to agree, but
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I was gonna say Arsenal.
Nah, hell no. I feel like I beat.
Okay.
Him. I feel like Arsenal had 10 minutes every round, and I gave him what I was supposed to give him, and still got off on him like.
I feel you. Show my nigga.
It's like it's only one battle that I feel that's under my belt. Well, actually two, but the other one is like I don't even. It's not even. Nothing that would be built up for a good rematch. But one of them is like, damn. And this is a nigga that I feel that's dope. And he's one of my favorite niggas to this day.
Damn. All right. My nigga, we saw the fucking trailer where you and DNA and Chess and Steams, my nigga. Yo, my nigga, you have me laughing my ass off. Do these niggas stand a chance, my nigga, Sean?
I mean, like, in my view, I feel like I'm not coming to play. Everybody stands a chance until they fall.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't stand a chance, this match wouldn't have been, you know what I mean? So I can say niggas stand a chance, but are they going to win? Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Sean, really quick, I want to ask you one more question. We actually got your brother DNA is actually going to be, we're going to let him on in a minute. I want to ask you this one question, though. What do you think about the Surf and Shine, or I'm sorry, the Surf and Moot going back and forth? Do you think, is that a battle that you would like to see at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Wow.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
Why,
what's the reason?
Like, if I'm in the building without a battle that night, and that's the main event, I probably would leave.
Damn.
If I
come on, son.
If I had nothing to do, I would stay and watch it. But like,
wow.
I would probably leave. Yeah. That's not.
Sean.
What is the hype about? Like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what the hype is. Not the hype, but I can tell you what I like. Sean, I know Mook is big bro. I get all that. But my nigga, he has to battle somebody in this era. I know, for real, just in my opinion. Why? Just, why? My nigga, the Jay Mills, the Party Arties, the Lux coming back. That was cool this time. And I didn't even like the battle with Lux.
But listen, this is what I'm trying to understand. Look.
All right.
If Surf hasn't said that in his argument or whatever you want to call his interview, would people be saying that? Honestly.
Probably not.
This is what I'm saying. Why? Because, and I'm not looking at it on the strength of I'm taking up for Mook or any of that. Because people know, like, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'm not saying that, but if I feel like if I was in that, if Surf was in that nigga's shoes, and Mook was Surf, and Mook done whatever, and Surf done whatever he did for whatever the league or the battle rap, not even the league, for the culture, period. Whatever he's done, and a nigga that hasn't done that is saying to him, Surf, would he take that same approach? Would he be humble enough to Mook's opinion?
Probably not. But Sean, you gonna tell me Mook?
If he's done so much, and when people are glorifying him for, or whatever, not saying as far as battle rappers, I'm talking about the people. Whatever they're glorifying him for, don't change your words now because of what he said, and because he's active or he's relevant or whatever. However you wanna title the situation. Why does he have to? Did Magic Johnson have to come back and play fucking John Wall? Does he have to do that? Does Larry Bird?
Nah, my nigga, but come on, Sean, we just want to see him battle a nigga in this era.
Say that again?
We just want to see him battle a nigga from this era, my nigga. That's been battling from 2009 on. Not no Sirius Jones, not Jay Mills, not Lux Part 3, none of that.
I understand what y'all saying. But you got to look at it like this too, man. At those times,
when he battled those guys, Surfs and everybody that's battling now wanted to battle those guys too. Niggas wanted Jim when we was up and coming. Niggas wanted Sirius Jones when we were up and coming. Niggas would have died to battle with J. Mills. Niggas still trying to get J. Mills to this day.
Nah, we stay with that. Again.
Like, niggas, the niggas that he beat, niggas wanted these guys at that time that he took these guys.
But, Sean, you just said it. You just hit it on the head. At that time, my brother. It's a different era. It's savages now. When niggas was coming up, it was a small crop of niggas battling.
Those guys were the savages.
At that time, right. At that time, they were savages. I agree.
I am Solomon, even though whatever he's fucking doing, he's still active.
I just want to see him battle Math or Hollow. Even if it's not Surf, a Math or a Hollow is good for me. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense to me.
That's a good battle to me also. Don't get me fucked up. I'm not saying that he shouldn't take anyone right at the time. But why is this nigga's argument now? Because of Surf said it?
Well, the back and forth they had, he's selling the fight. You know what I'm saying? It's like the young OG going at the young cat going at the OG like, big dog, I know, you know, you was popping, you that nigga. You're part of the fucking forefathers of this shit, but we want to see you get it popping and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what it is. But Sean, my nigga, you know, that's what it is, my nigga. It ain't, and Rex too. Like, first is Rex right now. We haven't seen Rex battle in a whole, maybe a damn near year since Summer Madness. I'm really anxious to see what he's going to say against Danny Myers, man. I'm really anxious to see how Rex bounces back from the Charlie Clip shit. You know what I mean?
But this is the thing. This is what I'm saying. This could be anyone. It's not just saying that because, like, niggas is dot mark. Like, when he does, watch how people be like, oh, yeah, he was supposed to kill him. Niggas don't give credit. Like, don't give halfway credit. Don't give a nigga half a credit when he got the whole answer right.
Yeah, but Rex a legend, though, my nigga. We know that. So Rex is solidified a battle route. We can never, but are we going to sit and say some of Rex's battles as of late been kind of shaky? Yeah, but he's still solidified. Nobody can ever strip Rex of his legend. That nigga's a first Hall of Fame battle to me in battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Rex has been battling before Moot, and he has jumped in the ring with Nuga.
And that's why I fuck with Rex. That's why I like Rex. This is why I give Rex a little bit over Moot, Sean, that Rex has stayed with the times, revamped his shit, still stay relevant and current. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I give Rex mad props on that.
But my thing is like, oh, man, shit is crazy, man. A lot of this shit be politics, and I try to stay out of that and just do what the fuck I do, man. Whether people like it or not, man, I'm just like on the page just doing what the fuck I got to do. You know what I mean? Like, I respect everybody, angle everybody, drive, or whatever the niggas, like, if that's your way of doing, like, do your thing, man, like, but be fair.
Definitely, yeah, I mean, here's the thing about Rex, man, I really want to see him bounce back, and I'm glad he's battling Myers, but what I want to bring up about Myers is I don't think this battle really matters. I feel like, just like people that we've spoken to, 12,000 to battle. I mean, from your opponent, Shine. From your opponent. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
But why, though? This is the thing, though. Like, why doesn't it matter? This is my thing, though. Now, if Danny beats Rex, it matters for Danny. The battle was all the way matters. It's a great battle. Danny's one of the top dogs. He's next up. He's that next nigga. If he doesn't win, if he does okay.
See, I think Rex talked to Shine and told him to sell the fight. Now, here, let me say, I don't think this is going to skyrocket Danny, my G. You should hear all the people that we've spoken to. They're like, you know, it's in New York. We don't care what Danny really comes with. I mean, granted, he's become a bard.
This is not even 5% of the culture that watches and listens to this. You got to understand that also.
Yeah.
These are people that was in tune, that's y'all saying, that's the certain people fans that's going to be on the stage. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, to be realistic about the situation, for this, say we post this conversation of us talking right now on a tube, we'll do like 20,000, right? For like the first week, right? Now, say it's a battle that drops. That shit is doing 800, 600, 700,000. You get what I'm saying? This is not even 5% of what people are saying. I mean, this is only 5% of what people are saying. This is not the actual stats of what the world, you get what I'm saying? So when it happens, it's a lot of people that hasn't heard that shit.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think it's definitely going to be people that have that are just there seeing Rex and Myers battle. That's it. They don't know anything else that happened before then. All they care about is Rex and Myers battling.
Right. They don't want to watch the blog. They want to see what happens. They want to. They for their mindset, Rex supposed to have took 12 from him, and they're going to battle. They want to see a fight. They want to see da da da. Now say it happens that this. Danny just comes and they both come to round with no extra shit, and Danny clearly wins. Danny's the man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how we try to talk about it. This is facts. Because we're not going to forget who his opponent is. Now, had he gave that 12,000 to B Magic and he battled, no people that battle probably wouldn't even got views.
Oh. Shine. Say if Myers and Magic won't get views.
We have to remember this is T-Rex we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be, if we're going to be real about, let's be real.
Right, right.
Not because he's
but let's be real about the let's be real about the last
been,
battles
for
though.
Example,
the last
not because he's my bro, it could have been fucking mad. If Matt supposedly had 12 and he battled the man, nigga, they want to see, even if they don't fight, they want to see what's going to be spoken of in this battle because Matt has a great name within his culture.
What you saying, Timo?
I said, but let's look at the last battles, though. I mean, there's people that are going to argue that Magic has had better battles lately than T-Rex has. I mean, versus Chef Trez, versus Ty Law.
He might have. Like, because I'm not going to dispute none of that. Because, like, for one, I don't really watch battles unless I have to battle a nigga. Or somebody says, like, yo, this nigga's crazy. This is, like, I will watch it. So he might have. But even so, even he can have a whole 2 years of great battles. And Rex is still going to be higher than him.
Yeah. That's true, because longevity has a part to play with it, though, John.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like so people were saying, like, as far as, oh, what have niggas done lately, like, because I had an outstanding year so thus far, but people are still having doubts because of the simple fact that I have slacked in a bunch of battles.
Well, Sean, I got you. I'm calling you Shine the most improved battle rapper this year. I already gave you that title.
But don't do it yet. Wait till January 1st. Wait till January 1st. It's because I got 11 more left. Excuse me. And watch what
11
I do.
11 more?
Damn.
Oh, man. Are you on Summer Madness 5, Shine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Summer Madness.
I was on Summer Madness. I was booked for Summer Madness when they gave me the money for Rookie versus Vets.
Wow.
Oh.
They knew the type of year I was about to have. Shout out to URL. They knew the type of shit I was on. And it was just from a conversation of me telling my friend Beasley, like, yo, listen, bro, I'm telling you, I'm not playing anymore with anyone. You can book it or you don't. Trust me or you don't have to. But if you don't, I'm going to kill this year somewhere else. Like, this is what I'm going to do, bro.
I want to know who Sean battling, son. I want to know who Sean is battling. I'm thinking in my head right now, like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga going to battle, son?
To be honest, it's one opponent, man, like, that is looking towards, but the opponent is saying they don't want to do it. Like, because what? If you look at it, as far as what makes sense right now, it's if you look at, because I can't say the person, obviously, but
yeah,
if
right,
you look
yeah.
at, as far as what makes sense after Verb, there's about four names. Two of them are, three of them are booked, and you can do the math from there, like, but that the last one that's left is saying, I'm on, like, basically, I'm on fire, and he can't take me right now, like.
One of those niggas.
Yeah. But cause that's not his words, but that's basically his words. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Now, hold on, Sean. I got to ask you this question, my nigga. When you and DNA was battling Hitman and Verb, my nigga, when you brought that nigga on stage, how come shit wasn't left, my nigga? What happened there, B?
To be honest,
DNA saved y'all though.
The nigga was calling me, like, me and DNA ain't have a second round. The nigga was calling me like, yo, da da da, I got the drop on these niggas, da da da. I'm like, yo, bro, we don't got a second. We battle tomorrow. Like, let's just do it. DNA like, no, nigga. No. Like, don't trust it. I'm like, yo, we don't got a second round. Like, so in the middle of the shit, we was just rant, like, in the middle of the second, we was just rhyming, like, whatever, going back and forth of shit that we had ideas of. Like, he was just throwing shit out there, like, that wasn't, like, choreographed of nothing. Like, he was just throwing shit that I knew that, like, excuse me, it was choreographed, but it wasn't a format. You get what I'm saying?
What?
So he's like, I just know the reply after every, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we got to that point, I just said, fuck it, I'm a, and, but come to find out, them niggas was, like, trying to line us, like, they was talking to Hitman and Verb about it, like, yo, we gonna trick them, and it worked out, but DNA saved us in a second.
Yeah.
I should DNA. Have listened to him, but all of that shit, I'm gonna keep it 100, that shit wasn't, like, no funny, like, they tried to trick us, they did trick us, like, they did, they got me, to be honest, because I don't want to put my bro in none of that, it was my fault.
Shine, right. Breaking news. Shine is on Summer Madness 5, man. We're definitely looking out and looking forward to that shit, man. That's gonna be a good.
And I got
guy.
A nice,
really...
pretty, and for the other half of the breaking news, I got a nice, pretty second half waiting. For the person that know who you are, please do not keep doing it. Say yes, man, so I can get mine, man.
Damn. Well, I'm just Shine,
I'm gonna say
every single battle rapper that I know, it has to be one of them.
I'm going to say one name that I've been screaming for years, and I'm going to say it's just on performance alone. This battle will be fucking fire. K-Shine and Hitman Holla. Some way
Hitman,
somebody has
Hitman
to make
Hitman was one
it.
Of the guys, man, but he'd rather take Shotgun Sure. What, why? It baffles the shit out of me. Like,
what?
Like, yeah. Nigga said
but that's
no,
been brewing for a while, though. But that's been brewing for a while, though, Sean. They got a little tension there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, right? If, let me get a good, if, you know, Hitman says, oh, he do the performance, I say I do the performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan says he makes the game, Kobe says he does the same thing, even though he knows Jordan's game, right?
Facts.
They're stealing up a one-on-one basketball game for a big amount of money, headlining everything. We're going to make a lot of money off this game. He says, yo, Jordan, why would Jordan say, I want Robert Horry, and why would Kobe say, I'd rather Ron Harper?
I see you going with it.
Niggas know this is it. Because niggas know this is it. This is going to determine who's the one. You want to stay the one. You rather play the other man that ain't the man to beat him because you know you're going to win. You know you still going to be the man. You still going to get paid. You still going to be in the argument amongst us is still going to be in the air.
Yeah.
Instead of facing it right now and doing it because I'm giving it to y'all live and direct, bro. I'm willing to.
Shine, I've always said this, though. The top three niggas that I think got performances of battle rap to me, of all my favorite three of all time, you, Hitman, and Clean Paper, QP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
are top three to me.
Performances are crazy.
Performances, for real.
So are you saying, Sean, that Hitman really doesn't want to risk it? He doesn't want to put that risk up.
I mean, this is not like this is not quoted from him. Like, he never said that.
Yeah.
But from what I'm looking at, my point of view is, yes, that's why I think it is.
Okay.
So, because I don't want nobody to say, like, you know, niggas take shit and flip it around and say, oh, nah. That's why I'm trying to clean up every answer, everything correctly before a nigga come with me with some shit that ain't valid. Like, and that, and I look like the nigga saying, oh, that's not what I said. No. Listen carefully as to what I'm saying. So when I say that's not what I said, I'm not bitching up, nigga. I'm letting you know this is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Damn. Well, we know you're on Summer Madness 5. Sean, before we get you up out of here, man, we want to get your prediction.
Wait. Just say this. We don't know I'm on Summer Madness 5. We know I'm paid to be on Summer Madness 5.
Paid to be. Okay. We're waiting for your opponent to make that decision, which is to say yes.
Right. Because, I want to make sure everything's clear, because I say that and the niggas don't do it, and then I don't be on Summer Madness 5 and look like I lied. You feel me?
Got you. Yeah. So Sean is scheduled and paid to be on Summer Madness 5, waiting for his opponent to lock it in and, you know, waiting to get that word. Sean, before we get you up out of here, man, we want to quickly run through this redemption card, get your predictions really quick. Let's go Chilla Jones versus Prep.
NWX.
Biased predictions ever. Let's go Bill Collector versus Dot.
I got Dot.
Dot taking Bill Collector. All right. We already know DNA and Kayshawn are picked to beat Chess and Steams. Let's go Shotgun Shug versus T-Top.
I want to, like, you see, I say NWX from a shit that don't, like, that I really don't, but this is a, is that don't concern me, but this is a battle that I would stay to see.
For T-Top?
I both of them, man, just to see, like.
Oh, both of them, yeah.
Like,
street grimy shit.
Yeah, none of these niggas is pussy. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
This is not, and battle rap, not saying that, like, battle rap is about being tough, but these is niggas' images and niggas rap, like, you know what I mean? So I want to see, like, this would be the battle of who's real or who's fake type of, like, you know what I mean? Like, this would be good. Like,
gotcha.
I'm leaning. I don't want to say who I'm leaning towards yet.
Come on, son.
Oh, man, it's tough, though, man. I like Sure.
Come on, B.
But I might be leaning towards Top, man. Pause.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Tay Rock versus Briz.
Say that again.
Tay Rock versus Briz Rothstein.
Come on, son. Sorry.
Come on, man. We're going rock.
Why did I even say that one? I mean, I'm not even gonna mention this next battle, but I'm gonna just do it just so I can hear you say it. Danny Myers versus T-Rex, man. Oh, T-Rex 3-0. All right, cool.
Yo, nah, and not just because I heard Rex, some of Rex rounds, man, and I'm going Rex, man. I ain't gonna lie, he gonna fuck y'all niggas heads up, man. I'm telling you.
I hope so. I really do.
And Danny, and not for nothing, Danny Myers. I met him in person out in Boston, all of that. He's a cool dude, real genuine good guy, man. Like,
everybody says that shit, yo. Everybody says that.
Not a pushover. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying a good guy. Like, I'm trying to be funny. He's not a pushover nor a chump. Like, he's a good guy. But also, he can rap, man. Like, he can really rhyme.
Word.
He can really, really rhyme. Like, he's really good at this shit. I've never watched him. Until after I hung with him, like, oh, all right, this nigga, all right, nigga, like, and then watched the battle, like, oh, this nigga can rap.
Yeah, he's nice, B.
Yeah, but the shit that Rex got is powerful, man, like, and it's nothing to deal with, nothing that people think is going, like, it's just, man, it's powerful, man, like.
Yeah. Correct, man. All right. We're going to wait and see. July 25th, Redemption, DNA, and K-Shine, NWX, is going to be battling Chess and Steams. And, I mean, just look out for everything that K-Shine is on, man. Shine, we really appreciate you rocking with us on PSA Radio tonight, bro.
No doubt, man. I owe y'all one, man. I owe y'all another one, too, man. Real talk, man.
You're absolutely. Right. After that battle, we're going to have you up. Absolutely, bro.
No doubt.
All right,
yo,
bro.
Shine.
Take care.
Y'all ready?
Yo, Shine, before you go, man, yo.
Yeah.
How's fatherhood, my nigga?
Say that again?
How's fatherhood, man?
It's great, man. I love my little girl. Right. Man, my hair laying next to me. She's sleeping and everything, man. I got locked up like 2 days ago, man, for some dumb shit, man. That shit have just had me like, oh, man. Just knowing my back. I'm like, just let me get back home to my daughter, man. I don't really don't give a fuck about no battle. I really don't give a fuck about no money. Just let me get back to my daughter, man. Real shit.
What?
Word.
Salute,
dope.
Sean.
Good looking, bro.
You already, my nigga.
Please.
Word.
Salute to Sean for calling up, man.
That nigga's grown up, son. That nigga's grown up before our eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
From Mr. Terranio. From Mr. From Mr. Terranio to now, that nigga is, you know what I mean?
He's like, for real, dude. Yeah. Salute to Sean for calling up, man. Breaking news. He is on being paid, to be on Summer Madness 5, waiting for his opponent to lock that in.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see him in Hitman, Dre. I'm going to be honest with
you.
Yeah, I'm surprised Hitman would rather take Suge for a Summer Madness battle.
He has
so
to.
So does that mean Hitman and Suge? So are we hearing now that Hitman and Suge is locked for that, Ben?
It smells like it, and you know both of us put thinking caps on, so I wouldn't be surprised. And it should go down at Summer Madness 5. Timbo, this shit been brewing for how long, my nigga? How long this shit been brewing? From when Suge said Hitman's name, he out of both those niggas off when he battled Bill Collector. I mean, it's been going on when the Hitman battled already. He said, you know, Shotgun name. When he battled Surf, he mentioned Suge name. And when Hitman battled Conceited, he was yelling at Suge at the balcony. My nigga, this shit been brewing, my nigga.
It's true.
This is why it gotta go down. Do I want to see Hitman and Shine?
But
yes.
I think right now when Shine is like you said, in his prime at that top, I think Hitman would want to take Shine right now.
But why take, I think, if I'm Hitman though, if I'm Hitman's manager, I'm like, yo son, just take Suge right now. Get the Jersey shit out the way because you battle damn to everybody from Jersey.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Arsenal, Old Red, Surf. Now you got this nigga, you know what I'm saying? I doubt he's going to battle out of Zay and Adi Boom. No shade to them brothers, but you know what I'm saying? He's battled the top crop of niggas in Jersey. After that, I think Sean makes sense. I really think after Suge, Sean makes sense. And that's not saying who's better because I really think Hitman and Sean have a dope battle. But I just believe because of history, and you know how big I am with history and all that, I think Hitman and Suge make a lot of fucking sense, my nigga. It just does to me, son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel you. Right now, Sean, you know what I'm saying, in his prime, it'd be dope to go down this shit. And performance alone, I'm very interested on this shit. On performance alone, these niggas will have the building shaking. Shaking, my nigga.
I know they will. They'll have that shit shaking, especially Hitman. Like you were gonna say, I'm sure this is gonna have that one round, that room shaking round, Dre. That's gonna just, you know, have that building shaking, and so will Shine. I would have thought Hitman would rather have Shine for that Summer Madness stage. You know what? And views wise. You know, I'm just saying, looking at the views, I think him and Shine would have a lot more views than him and Suge. I'm just saying. I really feel like it would.
I agree with that, though. Let me ask you a question. Who would have a better battle, in your opinion, just on that stage, when watching on camp, in the room probably also? Hitman and Suge or Hitman and Verb? I mean, Hitman and Shine.
Hitman and Shine. Come on. I think Hitman and Shine, especially right now. If you're asking me right now, I'm saying Hitman and Shine. Absolutely.
But I think Hitman will bring out the best Suge, though, because Suge know he can't play no fucking games with
Not
Hitman,
only,
though, Timbo.
But But here's the thing, we just saw Shy dismantle Hitman's brother, his partner in his verb, man. We just saw that. That's history right there. You want to get, are you your brother's keeper, Hitman? You go make that shit happen. You go battle Shine. I think that has to happen. There is history there.
There's a lot of history. And I've been screaming Hitman and Shine for a long time, B. I've been wanting to see that shit for a long time on performance alone. But, I got no beef for Hitman and Shug. I really don't.
Yeah.
I remember saying that on Twitter and people looking at me like I was fucking crazy. But I do agree with you that Hitman...
Yeah.
You're not mad at it?
I'm not mad. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I just, for a Summer Madness stage.
Yeah, I feel you on that though, Timbo.
Hitman.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
You hit it on the head. On that Summer Madness stage, Hitman and, think about it. Summer Madness 5, first battle out the gate, Hitman and Shine. The roof is going to fucking go. You can set that shit up with that right there. The roof is going to go on fucking fire, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When Shine walk out, when Hitman walk out, it's going to be fucking fire.
Yeah. I just think it will be a better battle. I just think it will be a better battle. I wish on that big stage Hitman would have taken Shine for that Summer Madness. But I guess right now we got to figure out and keep looking on who Shine's opponent is going to be for Summer Madness.
Who can it be, though, son? Who can it be?
I'm trying to think.
Who could Shine battle on a Summer Madness stage? Like, who's left for him to battle? And who's that nigga out there that he battled John John already? He battled DNA. It's not gonna be Tay Rock. It's not gonna be Big T. He just battled Verb. He battled Goods and Lions then.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a battle that would make sense. I don't know.
Or Summer Madness 5? Hope it ain't fucking Sirius Jones.
No.
I'll throw my lunch up on that. No thanks. I can have that, and that ain't what I'm mad at. For real.
We got to see, man. Everybody keep us posted. Comment below who you would rather see on that Summer Madness 5 stage. Hitman versus Shug or Hitman versus Shine. You know, comment below. Let us know who you want to see on that big stage. So just, you know what I'm saying? Summer Madness 5 coming up. Shine is on it, waiting for the opponent to give it the go-ahead. Salute, Shine, coming on the show tonight, man. PSA Radio.
Word.
Record 6 segments in one day. I'm going to be doing a lot of work. But yeah, man, you don't know what the fuck this is, man. We got shows coming up this week.
Oh,
just be on the lookout for things dropping.
You know, man.
This is, man. This is PSA Radio, my bro, my partner in crime in this shit. Dre, 3 Letterman, take us out.
I mean, what more can I fucking say? Like Jay-Z said, I mean, how much segments is niggas, Timbo's out here just throwing shit out like woom, 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 woom. When shit's coming out like frisbees, my niggas. I mean, we are giving y'all content. We always said that. We are the segment boys. We drop that content, and we's on dropping mad. We got, you know how many shit we got on deck right now, my nigga? Shit is crazy, man.
Crazy.
Shout out to the 8,000 subscribers, too. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. For real. 8K, baby.
Absolutely. We're going to feed the streets, man. PSA Radio. Be
yes,
on the lookout. Segment's dropping. We out.
Yeah.